Have you ever heard the word sheeple? Sheeple? It's something you hear on the internet, you see it on the internet sometimes or in political discussions, and it refers to people who are kind of stupid and they're kind of easily led around. And people on both sides of the political spectrum use this to talk about the other side. Well, they're just sheeple. And, you know, none of us like to think of ourselves as sheep. You know, sheep don't smell very good. And they're not too bright. And they can kind of, they're prone to wander away. And they're easily led by others. And we like to think of ourselves as intelligent people, as capable, as self-directed and focused. And some of us are even leaders. And that's, you know, mostly true of us, that we are intelligent, capable people. But each of us has our weaknesses, and each of us has imperfections. And sometimes, even the most intelligent and capable of us can be led astray. Sometimes we can make unproductive or self-defeating or even self-destructive decisions in our lives. And it could be argued that most of what thrives in our culture, some things in politics, most stuff in the media and entertainment, the internet, even religion and spirituality, most of that thrives because of the human capacity to be deceived and to be manipulated, to be led astray. And that's especially true in things presented as spiritual. Often something will come to us that's, you know, packaged as spiritual and it makes us feel good. Or it confirms something in us, or, you know, a personal value or an attitude or an action. And so we can be tricked into thinking that it's spiritual, and because it's spiritual, it has to be good. But we have to remember that the universe is a big place. And as Scripture tells us, it's full of spiritual powers. It's full of principalities and dominions and thrones and all these great spiritual powers out in the cosmos. And there's this vast spiritual world out there. And some of the spirits and powers in the universe are good. They're holy. They're of God. And we can trust them. But some spirits are evil. They're bad. There are evil spirits in our universe. There are even demonic spirits out there. And from the very beginning of time, if we read from the beginning of the book of Genesis, we see that human beings have been led astray by hostile forces. Remember Adam and Eve being tricked by the serpent. Oh, don't listen to that. You'll be like God. You'll be great. And Adam and Eve were deceived, they were tricked, and it became a constant problem for humans. The evil is presented to us as good, and we follow, and things go wrong for us. In the vast universe of good and evil, of God and demons, we are sheep. We have dark parts in our thinking and on our willing that can lead us astray from the good, that can lead us away from God and leave us lost and in danger of our immortal souls. And that's where our Lord Jesus Christ comes in, the shepherd and guardian of our souls, as St. Peter calls him. St. Peter also, in our second reading this morning, tells us that through sin, through following that which puts God aside so that we can have personal power and comfort and ease and pleasure, we've been led astray by those things. And only our Lord Jesus Christ can lead us back to God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in his own words, is the shepherd. He is the only sheep gate. He is the one that leads us in the right way. He's the one that is the way to the Father. There's no one else. There's no other way. Christ himself says that all who try to go around him are thieves and robbers that come to destroy others. And we're aware of a lot of religions and spiritual practices in this world, and all of them claim in some greater or lesser way, to teach the truth. And many of these other religions have teachings and practices that, you know, the church can say, can affirm that they're good. You know, truth is truth in the church's estimation. But only in Christ can we say that God himself has come to earth and has visited us. Only Christ bare our sins in his body on the cross. Only Christ lived and suffered and died and rose for our salvation. He is the way. Only Christ gave himself perfectly and completely in obedience to God. And so we call Christ alone Lord and Christ. And if we're going to be true to our Christian Catholic faith, we can only look to Christ as our way to the Father, as our way to eternal life. We can't say that, oh, you know, Jesus is, you know, one of the great ones. He's a great teacher. He's right up there with Muhammad and Buddha and every. He alone is the way to the Father, the way to eternal life. And we follow this true shepherd. We enter through the gate, not simply by saying, oh, well, I believe in Jesus, or Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Those are important things that we have to say. But we have to follow in the shepherd's footsteps. We have to do what he did. We have to imitate his living example. And that example is one of complete, total commitment to doing the will of the Father. A commitment that is so perfect that Christ endured every kind of human suffering. He died. He was tortured. He was rejected. Everything that we can possibly experience, every suffering that we might endure, he suffered for us. And we don't suffer because suffering is good in itself, but because God, who is truth and beauty and goodness and love, is worth suffering for. Doing the will of God is worth everything that we might endure. Every inconvenience, every pain, every, you know, disaster, every suffering is worth it. And for Jesus, you and I were worth suffering on the cross for. The Good Shepherd laid down his life for us, his sheep. We who are sheep follow the Good Shepherd, but we also need to be shepherds ourselves. We need to be shepherds to those around us. At baptism, each and every one of us was anointed on the head, and we were called priest, prophet, and king. We share in Christ's priesthood, his prophetic office, and his kingly office, and also we share with him as shepherds. We share in everything that Christ is and everything that Christ does. And the world needs shepherds, especially our young people. The world needs the public witness in word and action of those who profess Jesus as Lord and Christ. The world is watching us. And if they see Christians saying one thing and doing something else, guess what they see? A bunch of hypocrites. And that's what they say. You know, people at church are a bunch of hypocrites. They say this and they do that. And if they see Christians behaving just like everybody else, as if nothing else mattered, then there's really nothing compelling or attractive about following our Lord Jesus Christ. He's just one option among many. But if the world sees us, the flock of our Lord Jesus Christ, truly following the Good Shepherd, then the world will see Christ. They will come to know him, they will come to love him, and they will come to follow him as the shepherd, as the guardian of our souls. We are the first example of Christ that most people will see. We are shepherds to other people, and we have to conduct ourselves as such. We have to follow our Lord Jesus in all he was and all he did, suffering for us so that we can learn to do the will of the Father and enter into eternal rest.